When I retired about a year ago, two of the things at the top of my to-do list were to travel and to substitute in parishes on the weekends so the pastors could have some time off or do other ministry. And it started out pretty well. Last fall, I did a lot of traveling. And last winter, I did a lot of substitute work in different parishes. I think in the course of the winter, I went to 11 different parishes, many of them I'd never been to before. So that was a nice experience. Then the pandemic hit, and for the last 6 months, I've been nowhere and done nothing. No traveling, and Sunday Mass has been too many times, just a couple of people in my living room, a couple of family members, maybe a couple of Catholic neighbors. Too many times, nobody. It's not really a celebration when you're the only one there celebrating. So it's great to have Mass with people, and it's wonderful to have Mass with music, too. Just great. But also, well, I've been to one parish once. In the last 6 months, I've been to one other parish. So that means I've got 6 months of homilies built up in the back of my head. So get comfortable. Not 7 minutes, but 77 minutes. Last night, half the people walked out when I said this. Of course, I get those numbers from today's gospel. And many times in the scriptures, numbers are not so much exact numbers like holding up seven fingers, but when you do something seven times scripturally, it means you've done it as well as you can. You've done it completely. So Peter's implying that, Lord, if I forgive somebody's sinned against me seven times, that means I've done it as well as you can do it. You can't do any better than that, forgiving somebody seven times. So Jesus says, that's good, but I say to you, 77 times, which means perfection times perfection, unlimited forgiveness, not just as well as you can, as good as you can, but no limit to your forgiveness, no limit to your goodness, to your forgiveness. And if you want to get realistic about it, 77 is still kind of a low number. If you're married, have children, have parents, have coworkers, you probably passed 77 a long time ago when it comes to the need to forgive or ask for forgiveness. And then Jesus, as he does so well, tells a parable to drive home the point, to show how forgiveness really works. Forgiveness is not just forgive and forgive and forgive. It's also passing it on. When you ask for forgiveness, to pass it on to someone else. And he gives the powerful story of the man who was forgiven a large debt, a large debt. And at first, in the payment of that debt, his master is going to sell him, his children, his family, and all his property in payment of the debt. Must have been a very large debt. He begs that the debt be forgiven, and in compassion, the master forgives the large debt. So what does the servant do, according to the parable? Instead of passing that forgiveness on, instead of celebrating that forgiveness, he holds another fellow servant who owes him a much smaller amount. He holds him the point of, if you don't pay, I'm going to throw you in jail. And he does throw him in prison. I wonder if we remember what the Our Father says. We pray it so many times. In the middle of the Our Father, we say to the Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We could have put a condition on our own forgiveness, saying, Lord, forgive me as long as I keep forgiving other people. So we're saying to the Lord, don't forgive me if I haven't been a forgiving person. Do we remember that? Remember that when we say the Our Father? We ask not only forgiveness, but to say that we will forgive and don't expect forgiveness until we are a forgiving people. The Lord says we should forgive countless number of times, and we should pass on our forgiveness when we receive it from the Lord or receive it from another person. That's challenging enough. But then there's the last three words of this gospel. If this gospel weren't challenged enough, why did the Lord have to put those last three on there? Well, he says, when we forgive somebody, we should forgive them. He said, forgive them from your heart. I mean, 77 times is already tough. Passing on forgiveness is already tough. But now we have to do it from our heart, not just our lips, and not just say it because maybe it's expected of us or makes us look good. But we really do forgive. We forgive from the depths of our heart. I don't know about you, but that's tough. And it's rarely instantaneous. Forgiveness is oftentimes a process, not just snap your fingers and somebody's forgiven. It takes a while for it to take root and take growth into our hearts. But that's the challenge the Lord gives us, to give countless number of times, to pass on forgiveness and to forgive from your heart. Right after he was chosen as Pope a few years ago, Pope Francis, I think it was Lent when he said this, his first Lent as Pope, he said, God doesn't get tired of forgiving. He says, we get tired of asking. Maybe we should expand that today and continue to ask the Lord for forgiveness and not get tired of asking, but also we should not get tired of forgiving.